Back on Chicago 720 WGN, the afternoon news. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, let's talk laundry now. You're probably doing it wrong. No, let's put it this way. You could probably do it better. Patrick Richardson is on a phone line. He's the laundry guy. You can watch his program on Discovery Plus. Patrick, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Okay, how about it? We're doing it wrong, or we could do it better?
You could do it better. I mean, you know, you're doing it. So we got to give you credit for
right,
doing
that's
it.
Right.
But, you know, there's ways we can do it better.
There have been times when I couldn't do it worse, so I will tell you that. Okay, how does a guy get someone to watch a show about washing your clothes?
Well, beyond coming on the greatest radio show on the air.
Thank you very much.
The thing about the show is it's not really, I mean, it's about laundry. You're going to learn, you know, a lot of laundry tips and techniques.
Right.
But it's really about these cherished objects that people have. You know, it's a wedding dress that's been through a fire. It's a stuffed toy you've had for 45 years. You know, it's these items and the stories behind them. And so what the show really does is, you know, these people have items that are stained or are damaged in some way, and we bring them back. So the reason you watch the show is because, you know, you want to see these, you want to see the story and you want to see the connection, but you know, you also love that big reveal when they get to see it after it's come back to life.
It's like an like an individual antique roadshow, but the antique is a treasure that every contestant has.
Right. Right. I mean, you know, lots of people have a Letterman's jacket or have a wedding dress or, you know, a stuffed toy or a, you know, a football
right.
jersey. So, you know, it's fun to see those and it's really fun to see the people. They, are the, you know, the real sort of heart of the show. It's that's what makes it so fun, I think.
But, you know, people do, people hate laundry. They hate doing laundry. And it's one of those mental things where if you just step aside and just sort of do it, it's not a big deal. But if you build in dread ahead of it, you only make it worse.
Yeah, that's 100%. I mean, that's it. I always use the example of when I was a kid, when you watched, you know, those old sort of sitcoms, everybody complained about, you know, fixing dinner.
Right.
And what a chore it was to cook. And now there's networks and books and there are food stars and magazines and they're all devoted to cooking. Well, you know, Edith Bunker put the chicken in the oven the exact same way Ina Garten did. The difference is Ina Garten decided it was fun.
Right. That's a good
point.
So
that's what I think about laundry. You know, if you just decide it's fun, it's fun. Plus, if you know, you grab a bottle of wine and go to the, and tell everybody I'm going to the laundry room, chances are they won't follow you. It's someplace you can have to yourself.
I guess that's true. Okay, so what item of clothing do we most often wash wrong?
I'm going to say whites. It's not an item. It's a category.
Sure.
People love to put bleach in with their white, and then they're disappointed when it's dingy. Well, white, natural white, like, you know, cotton and sheep, is kind of a beige, and to get that really bright white that we love for like our towels and sheets, they use a blue dye to get that hot color. And when you bleach, you actually bleach that color out. So the biggest thing people do is they want to pour bleach in their whites to get it clean, and in reality, they're taking away that thing that they're trying to achieve.
I guess our phone number, if you want to call real quick with a question, is 312-981-7200 or send us a text. We'll get an expert answer to your question. Patrick Richardson, the laundry guy, is joining us here. He's got a show on Discovery Plus. Okay, you also argue, and this interests me, that we should always use the express cycle for our washing machine. We shouldn't worry about extra wash or regular wash. An express cycle is enough. Explain that for me.
Well, the reason it's enough is you cut back on how much detergent you use because you just need a little bit. You don't need a lot. And the express cycle is long enough to get everything clean, but it's not long enough to do any damage. So I'm the proponent that you should have your clothes as long as absolutely possible. So those long cycles, they don't get your clothes any cleaner, but what they do is they just beat them to death. So they're really breaking down the fiber, you know, in your shirts or jeans or towels, and causing you to wear them out faster than they need to. But, you know, the express cycle, it's 30 minutes. Modern machines are just very sophisticated, and that's more than long enough to get everything clean.
Did you say we use too much detergent?
We use way too much detergent. My argument on detergent is the less you use, the better you are. I think somewhere between 1 and 3 tablespoons is plenty.
So when you've got that little cup full to fill up, you're saying that's way too much. Just use less than that.
That little cup, you know, when it says this for a full load, this for a small load, go about a half of a small load, and that's about how much you really need.
Wow, because really clothes that we wash aren't really that dirty. They just need a good rinse as far as I'm concerned.
Right? Yeah,
it's a refresher.
Yeah. They need to get out the food stains or whatever that you have in them, but, you know, it's not like you were coal mining in them.
Right.
They just don't need, you know, that deep cleaning. Quite frankly, if you were coal mining in them, they still don't really need that because the machine itself is so sophisticated, it'll get them cleaned pretty fast.
All right, speaking of stains, Ben has called. Ben, welcome to WGN.
Hello, thanks.
What's your question?
Got a question. My cotton-colored T-shirts, they all come out stained out of the washing machine. They don't go in stained, but they come out stained. I've tried different detergents. I don't know if it's my washing machine.
Do you have a cat living in there or something?
I don't know.
Have you heard anything like that, Patrick?
Yes, I actually know exactly what this
really?
Is.
Really? Oh,
wow. Yeah, what it is, it's funny. It's actually, the shirt is, you know, they already are, I'm quote unquote, we're going to say stained, but it's clear. It could be like salad dressing or it can also be, I mean, it could be any number of things, anything sugary or oily. And when you put it in the machine, the temperature and the speed heats it up and makes it visible. Really easy. All you need to do is make yourself a spray bottle that's half cheap white vinegar, half water. And every time you're getting ready to throw your T-shirts in the washer, just spray down the front of them and toss them in.
How's that, Ben? Either that or wear a bib.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good luck. You mentioned wine in the laundry room earlier, but vodka belongs there too?
Yeah, vodka's a great deodorizer. You know, if
I'll
you're
say
around
the world.
Somebody who smokes, if you're around somebody who smokes or you go to a restaurant and you leave smelling like the food,
mm-hmm.
if you spray the item down with vodka, it'll completely take that odor away. And, you know, there again, that's another great example of the garment isn't dirty. You just need to freshen it up.
Right.
So you can spray it down with vodka and then put it back in the closet. And, you know, you're good to go. Especially good for, like, your wool coat or something.
I tend to wash everything in cool water except whites I put in hot. Is that a mistake?
Well, I'm not going to say it's a mistake. A better practice would be just wash everything in warm.
Really?
Yeah, everything in warm because warm will activate the detergent. So you can use a little bit less. And hot is great for 100% cotton or 100% linen. The problem is we don't have anything that's 100% cotton or linen because our 100% cotton towels actually have polyester thread. That's why when you wash them in hot, they pucker down the sides. So
wow.
If you wash everything in warm, it's warm enough to activate your detergent and to get everything clean. But it's not hot enough to cause any problems.
Patrick Richardson is the laundry guy. You can watch it at Discovery Plus. Hey, I learned a lot. I appreciate you joining us today. We're going to watch the show.
All right. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Check it out, Discovery Plus. You're listening to 720 WGN. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up.